I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. So, you've decided you want to give metal detecting a try. You've read some articles, but you don't know anybody who can let you try their machine, and you don't have any idea what detector you should start with. You've seen some inexpensive machines at Walmart or Radio Shack, but you're just not sure. Well, stop right there. Don't buy that $90 detector that looks so tempting, so enticing. Instead, bear with me as I talk a little bit about good starter machines. Some people think you should start with an expensive machine, and there is merit in that idea. Once you've mastered an expensive detector, you'll almost surely find more stuff with it than you would with a lower-priced model. The problem is that there are a lot of expensive detectors out there, and until you have a lot of detecting hours under your belt, you may later regret your choice. Going by the ads is not enough. I have yet to see an ad that says, "You could do better if you buy something else instead of this one we're advertising." Somebody's being paid big bucks to make you really want to buy that detector they're advertising, and those ad writers are pretty good at what they do. Why start with a lower-priced detector? First, you may find that you just don't like the hobby. A high percentage of new treasure hunters come into the hobby just knowing they're going to find gold rings and valuable coins their first day out. Well, that's probably not going to happen. There are a lot of bad things about metal detecting that the ads don't mention. For example, it can be hot out or cold out, and you're uncomfortable with the temperature. There are mosquitoes that are stirred up from the grass where you're digging, and even if they aren't active anywhere else, they'll be all over you when you dig. You'll get your hands dirty. You are digging in dirt or mud. You'll dig long and hard and not find your target, so you dig more and finally come up with just more junk. Pull tabs in the park, nails and tin foil, and bits of aluminum siding in private yards. You might get yelled at by somebody who doesn't like the fact that you're digging a hole in the schoolyard. Swinging a detector wears you out. The ground is like concrete and you can't dig. You picked an area to hunt that just doesn't have much there. You get tired and sore and thirsty and cranky. And if all this happens to you the first several times you try detecting, you'll hang it up right there. This happens to a lot of people. Just check eBay and Craigslist and see how many people are trying to get some money back for their new detector. And the more expensive your machine, the bigger hit you're going to take in your pocketbook if you try to sell it. On the other hand, if you buy a lower-priced machine and you make a few good finds your first few times out, you may decide to step up to a better machine. Have you wasted the money you spent on that first detector? No way! There are a lot of advantages to having two metal detectors. You have a backup if you're far from civilization and your main machine breaks down. You can take a buddy hunting and lend him one of your detectors. You always seem to find more when you hunt with a friend, because that spirit of competition keeps you on your toes and makes you pay attention just a little bit better. You can take a kid hunting and maybe show him, or her, how much fun can be had outdoors away from video games. And when you ask permission to search a private yard, you can offer the owner a detector so he can hunt too. Sound good? You bet. So what's a good starter detector? Basically, choose from these brands: Tesoro, Weitz, Garrett, and Fisher. MineLab is also an excellent brand, but their lowest-priced detector retails for $500, and I'm setting an admittedly arbitrary beginner's limit here of about $250. We'll look at some specific recommendations next time, but for now, let me say that entry-level Tesoro detectors are lightweight and have few controls, so they're especially good for youngsters. Garrett's Ace 250 is probably the most popular beginner's detector. Fisher's F2 is very impressive, and Weitz Coinmaster has a lot of fans, too. We'll talk about all four of these in depth in the next show. For more articles about treasure hunting, please visit my website, treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.